Yo, this is Henry, back at it again with another blog. This one titled, What If We Were Free? Here I will be reading and thinking through some of the experiences I've had as a supplemental instructional leader, which just essentially means as a peer educator, hosting workshops and time outside of class to review concepts. Okay, here we go. I have so much joy seeing my peers learn from each other in their supplemental instructional sessions for data structures and algorithms, which is a computer science class. I am dedicating this post on why creating a safe, then productive learning environment equates to being free. If you are an educator, recognize the answer has always been in the room. Here's a draft of what I presented to my peers in 3 1-minute chunks, with breakout room activities asking for what they understood out of my objective as their peer educator, on earning trust and building community. If I do not help you feel more connected with your classmates so that you have at least one peer you can reach out to throughout the week, I should be fired. My goal is to ignite the love of communal learning, because that's what's going to change your life and our communities. That's the algorithm I'm passionate about. Teaching without passion is just talking, and learning without passion is just doing. So I want to help y'all, me included, create the conditions to be passionate. People ask me, Henry, why are you so intense about education? Well, it's because I'm passionate about the possibilities. I recognize the privilege of freedom. I realize the urgency of justice and citizenship. I'm passionate about y'all. I go to sleep at night thinking about what it would be like for a CS class to be interactive for 60 minutes out of 70. Look at how far we've been able to come with the whole system designed for us to be disengaged and misunderstood. A whole system that denies you of your own form of expression and cultural intellectual capital. Could you imagine all the possibilities that could be if y'all were genuinely free? Let's play the what-if game. What if we broke into small groups and did the coding activities together in collaborative teams for the majority of synchronous shared class time? What if the advanced learners in the room could be incentivized to teach their peers the content with an agreement that their peers deliberately take notes, give credit where credit is due, and share them with their friends for the betterment of the class and community? What if educators, myself and y'all included, because no one can teach you computer science, this has to be learned, understood their connection to their students was more about authenticity than what they know? No one really cares about how much you know. What we've all been waiting to feel is how much you care. I would rather any day of the week have a teacher who doesn't understand the content, but has a passion and love for their students to teach you geniuses by virtue of your existence and grit how to co-learn. Then we extract the conceit and ego around who gets what content. This is shared responsibility for the acquisition of knowledge. This is what transforms teaching and learning. What's crazy is you already know this, and this has happened to you in your life in some way, shape, or form when you're learning something. When I figure out how to edit and share the magic that is this type of learning environment, I will update this post with what it looks like in practice. Conversations around intelligence quotients or IQ lends itself to objectivism, which lends itself to an agnostic way of looking at the world. Folks who claim to be agnostic, I align with thy concept of agnosia, an inability to see what's already there, an inability to interpret sensations and hence recognize things or characteristics. This is why I know the answer has always been in the room. Healing the damage that's been caused in spaces not designed for us, divorcing our authentic self from the pursuit of knowledge, that traditional educational structure and mode of instruction that has robbed us of our cultural intellectual capital, with our belief and spirit compromise, were inevitably broken. Let's help each other create the spaces where we celebrate the answer that's in the room and be free. Shout out to all the educators who flip their classrooms and continuously innovate in their methods of instruction.
break.